it's mutter. Eloi, if you didn't make a hole in your chotzer, then it's aser. Because since you didn't make a hole in the chotzer, the water is going to go out to the shusher rabin, and we say, Mistama, that was your kavanah also to throw it out. Because just to make the ground look nice, what are you throwing so much water there for? It's too much water. And you're not allowed to throw it to the shusher rabin. So that's why it's aser to do it. That's Rabbi's swer. Reb Zeru Omer, Reb Zeru says another swer. Reb Zeru Omer, Dal Damas Taimui. So svar, if you have dal damas of ground, the water seeps into the ground. It dissolves in the ground. So then for sure it won't go out through Shusha Rabin. Mashen kein pochus me dal damas. If you have less than dal damas worth of ground, loy taimi. If you're going to throw two saws of water onto this ground, it's not going to seep into the ground. So mistama is going to flow out through Shusha Rabin, and that's also to do on Shabbos. You like throwing the water to Shusha Rabin, that's also to do on Shabbos. That's Reb Zeru svar. And Rashi says, Taima, Maya Badal Damis, Ruyin Livla, it's Ruyin to be seeped into the ground. So Sayim, two saws of water, Hilkach, Inami Nofeg Labar. Even if the water does go out through Shusha Rabin, Lenekaino Machshavte, there's no Isser. We don't look as if that's what you wanted to do when you're doing what you wanted to do, no? You're not doing what you wanted to do. So it wasn't, it's not Enim Chavin, and it's not called directly Koicho, you're not throwing it directly, therefore it's Mutter. For the Gemara, my Benayu, what's the chil between the two svaras? Between Rabbi's svara to say that dal damis you like to sprinkle the water on the ground that makes the ground good, or Rabbi Zera's svara to say that in dal damis the water is seeped into the ground. The water for sure won't reach the Shus Rabin. Mine ask Kamina, they're both saying the chur the same thing, that if you have a ground of 4 amps or 4 amps, you're allowed to spill the water there. For us, it's not as an afkamina. Omer Rabbaya, orech v'kot anika benayu. What about if it's long but narrow? No, it's not exactly a perfect... Yeah, so Rashi and Vobos Mazva, the thought is that if it's long and short, it's not a nice piece of ground. So nobody bothers to make ziluf, to some sprinkle the water on the ground to make the ground look nice. And Rabbi swears only if it's a perfect square, 4 by 4 amis. That's a nice ground that you could use. You could sit there, you could do things there, so then you're makpulite to make the ground look nice. Then we say when you're throwing the water, you're making it the ground should look nice. Mashenken, if it's a long strip of ground, that's 10 amas long, 1 amma wide, it's not kark you can really use. So you don't care about making ziluf of making it look nice, so according to Rava would be awesome. But according to Rava, according to Reb Zeru will be mutter. Reb Zeru is first time of the Mitzvahs, that when you throw water into this type of a ground, no matter how shape, whatever the shape is, but as long as it's only daladamas by daladamas, as long as it's daladamas, like a square of daladamas, the water will seep into the ground. It won't go further into Shus Rabin, therefore it's mutter. So that's an afkamina. So we're up to now. We're up to now, Mishnah. Chotzer v'yachsadra mitzdarfen daladamas. If you have a chotzer, and you have a... If you have a chotzer and you have an achsadra porch in front of it, it's mistarfen daladamis. You have a chotzer there and you have a porch. Is a daladamis. Is a marbishleim or the Reb Zeru nicha. According to Reb Zeru, it's good. His havminer is the porch is like 1 2 by 2 amis, and then the chotzer is like a diagonal. Is another 2 by 2, but our kolponim is not a perfect square 4 by 4. And still the Mishnah says it's mstarfin. According to Reb Zeru it's good. As long as you have an area of 4 amps by 4 amps, it doesn't have to be a perfect square 4 by 4. You can have 2 by 2 here, 2 by 2 here, as long as they're next to one another, it's called you have enough area that this water will dissolve, seep into the ground, it's mutter. So therefore you could put two things together, say half a 2 by 2 is in a chsad is an open porch, and 2 by 2 is in a chotzer is good. Ela la Rabba Kasha. But according to Rabba, it says there's only a svar if you have a perfect square of 4 by 4 amis, that we say that's a nice piece of ground that you want to use there. How do you use it? You like to sprinkle water on the ground to keep it neat. So here, you can't put two things together. There's not a perfect square of 4 by 4. You can't put the two together. And so according to Kasha and Rabba, and the Gemara, no, it's your Santa Gemara, says in Santa Teretz here. Tirgamor Reb Zeru Alibu the Rabba. As Reb Zeru himself goes to answer how Rabba will learn Shana now Mishnah. As Reb Zeru that argues on Rabba still says, I can understand you, Rabba. Tirgum, he tries to understand. Tirgum or Reb Zeru. Alibu the Rabba, the Achsadra Mahaleches Alpene Kol Achotzakula. No, we're talking about that together, both together is a perfect square. You have Mamish 2 amis long here. You have the chotzer here, 4 amos long. Tikuma Rav Zera, Libu the Rabbah, Rav Zera himself answers himself. According to Rav, it's also good. Bach Sadra, Maleches Alpnei Kol HaChotzakula. We're talking about in the case that the two areas together come out to be a perfect square. In other words, you have the chotzer itself is 4 amos long, 2 amos wide. And right next to it is this open porch that's also 4 amos long, 2 amos wide. So both together is almost a perfect area of 4 by 4 amos. That's why the Mishnah says it's in Staros. So now when you throw the water, we say, what are you throwing the water there? Al-Kazalif, to make this area look nice. You're not throwing the water here to go out to Rishas Rabim. You're throwing the water here to make the area look nice. So therefore, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. So it wouldn't be a kasha on Rabbah. Mar Toshima, let's bring another raya. The Mishnah says, Chotzer shein bo dal damis adal damis, ein sheichel teuchem mayim b'Shabbos. If the Chotzer does not have dal damis, it's a bereisha of the Mishnah. If the Chotzer is not mashma a perfect square of dal damis al dal damis, then we say, ein sheichel teuchem mayim b'Shabbos. You can't throw water in there on Shabbos. So it says the Lashon, it's not a perfect square. So Bishlei Mele Rabba Nicha. According to Rav, it's good why the Mishnah says the Lashon, it's not a perfect square 4x4. But any time it's not perfect 4x4, that area you don't use to mezalev to spritz the water on it. So it's awesome. Elul Rav Zera Kasha. But Rav Zera says it doesn't have to be a perfect square. As long as the circumference, as long as the square foot inside equals up to be the same thing as 4x4, it's mutter. So why does the Mishnah say it's not dalet by dalet? It doesn't have to be dalet by dalet. It just has to be less. Doesn't have that much area space. El Rav Zera Kasha. Amalach Rav Zera. Rav Zera says, "Hamani Rabbonim hi." I tell you, the Reish of our Mishnah Enachnami goes according to the Rabbonim. That the Rabbonim, the Mishnah says Pshita, that doesn't know from the Svar of Nivla that the water gets dissolved into the ground. Because the Rabbonim, the Mishnah say, if you have this bit, if you have the canal in the Chotzer, even if the Chotzer is 100 amos long. But Kozeman, you're throwing the water into the canal, it's Osir. When you throw the water into the canal, and it goes 100 amas long in your chutzur, it's not going to get out to Rishas Rabbim. It's zichin to be nivla in your karka. So the Rabbanan Svar Pshit, they don't hold from this heter, that when you throw the water, it's going to be nivla into the ground. They don't hold from this Svarim. So Pshit, according to the Rabbanan Taka, the only Svar is, like Rabbi says, it has to be a perfect square, that then we say, when you're throwing the water, you know what you're throwing the water for? Lezalef, you're throwing the water to make the karka look nice. Because since you're making the karka look nice, that's mutter. Benachami, if it wouldn't be a perfect square, according to Rabbanan, it's also. Yeah. Homani Rabbanani. Omasnisin Reb Lezer ben Yaakovi. But the rest of the Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Then he holds, no, you could throw the water into the canal. If the canal is 4 amos long, you are allowed to throw the water in. Why? Because Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds a svar for Nivla. So when the water goes through the ground, it seeps into the ground, it won't go out through Shas Rabbim, therefore it's mutter. Well, it's still not a kasha in Reb Zera. For the Gemara, though, my duchka, the Reb Zera, lukmul amastisik, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Why did Reb Zera, though, have to say that our Mishnah only goes like a yochid, like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, doesn't go like a chachamim? On our Rav amastisik shise, because Reb Zera had a kasha in our Mishnah. My ira, what does our Mishnah say? My ira the toni, chotzer, sheep chusa, why does the Mishnah say this loshin, that the chotzer is less than dalad by dalad? Listen, chotzer, shame go dalad amis, period. Al dalad amis. What is that? No, let's get Ace. Hey, the first part was a brayser. Our Mishnah Taka says Chot Sheep Chusam Yam. Let's get our Mishnah is good. Hey, so Kash before was from a brayser. There's a brayser that says less than Dal Damas by Dal Damas. So that brayser goes according to Rabbonin. But our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Because our Mishnah, all the Lashon is Chot Sheep Chusam Yarba Amis. That's all. It doesn't say Lashon Tokas Mi Arba Amis Al Arba Amis. The Mishnah just says, as long as this chotzer is less than 4 amos, it's aser. Mashmo, once there's a square foot there, the same thing of 4x4 would be mutter, even though it's not a perfect square. So our Mishnah tak is not mashmo to chomin, our Mishnah is mashmo to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. It doesn't have to be a perfect square, even though it's not a perfect square. Also it'll be mutter. Yeah. That's why the Mishnah comes, I go to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. And last year, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Mishma Minah. So the more of Hamidus Sefer Elazar ben Yaakov, no. Our Mishnah at the end of the Mishnah says Elazar ben Yaakov. His Lechura Reish Shalav Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Mashma, the beginning of our Mishnah does not come out according to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. And the way Reb Zera learns now, no, the beginning of the Mishnah is also Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. And then more, that's not Shver. Kula Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Enechnami. Our whole Mishnah goes according to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. V'chasurei mechs, where something is missing, v'ochi ketonah. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Chotzeh shiv chusim edal damas. If a chotzer is less than 4 amas, doesn't have the square foot of 4x4, ein shoyv chalatoicha mayim b'shabbos. You're not allowed to throw any water into it on Shabbos, because it looks like you're throwing it out to Rishus Rabbim. Hodal damis, mashma, if the chotzer has the square foot of 4x4, shaykhin, you are allowed to throw the water into this chotzer, even though it's not a perfect square, it's not made out of perfectly 4x4 amis, it could be made out of a 10x2, it would also be good. Shreb Lezer ben Yaakov Eimer, because Shreb Lezer ben Yaakov Shitter is, Div Hakom Radal Damas Beshus Rabim. If you have this canal, this charitz, this hole in the ground, that's leading from your chotzer, going out to Beshus Rabim, and you throw the water into the hole, as long as on top of the hole is covered up, has kumer, it's covered up, so it's not a Beshus Rabim underneath it, it's like a mokum tur underneath it, it's for 4 amas long, it's covered up, so we say when you throw the water will zich and not pass by this Dal Damas. Because the first 4 amas, the water was zecha seep into the ground, won't go further from that. That's Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Shita. So the whole Mishnah goes according to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Any time you have a shetach of ground 4 amas long, the water will never go further from that. You're allowed to throw the water into this piece of ground on Shabbos, even though outside the ground is Rishus Rabin, because they say the water will not reach the Rishus Rabin. The water will not get so far. Right, the Mishnah says, "Blessed ben Yaakov Oimer, Biv Hakomer." He holds if you have this canal going out of your chotzer, but it's kumer, it has a mechitz, it has a, it's covered up, it has ground covering it up. Maybe you want to climb over here. Yes. So the Gemara must nisin the like Chananya. Mishnah doesn't come out according to Chananya. The Tanya we learn to the Brisa. Chananya Oimer, Afilu Gag Meyama. Even if you have a roof 100 amis wide, 100 amis, still lo yishpach. You can't throw the water onto the roof on Shabbos. Lefi shein hagag also levloya. Because on top of a roof, there's not dirt there. There's not that much dirt at least. It's not going to be nibble. It's not going to seep into the roof. Elo lekaleach. The water you're throwing on top of the roof is this going to go down to the side and go into the gutter and go further out for Rishus Rabim. So no matter how long and wide the roof is, he holds this osur. And now Mishnah is not. Now Mishnah says no, that if you have a roof that's more than Dal Damas, even on the roof also we say it's mutter. When is our whole Mishnah talking about that you're not allowed to throw the water into the chotzer unless you have a hole there, only where the chotzer is less than Dal Damas? There's only mutter to throw if you make a hole in the chotzer, only be moisachama. It's only in the summer months when it doesn't rain so much. Abu be moisachishomim in the winter months when you have rain, then shoifich. Then at any time, no matter how big the karker is, you're allowed to throw the water into your backyard on Shabbos. V'shoinem, and do it a second time. It's spill and spill and spill. V'yenanim, you don't have to stop. Night time, what's the svara? I lechur, by throwing the water will go into Rishus Rabim. So, what's there to throw the water onto your ground? It's less than dollar by dollar, and you're throwing tons of water. It's going to go out to Rishus Rabim. So, what's there to throw it for? Or my rova, or the roit says, sheyiv l'mayim b'mkoymei. The Teretz says, you're not mechavin to throw the water to Rishus Rabim. It's raining outside now. You don't care if the water that will go outside there. Let the water stay in my chotzer. As Mishlaim in the summer months, when your chotzer looks nice, you don't want to have water in your chotzer. So when you're throwing the water there, you bedafka want the water to go to Rishus Rabim. So that would be yosser. But in the winter months, the chotzer is dirty anyway. It's rainy anyway. You don't care if the water stays in your chotzer. So therefore we say, your kavonah is to throw the water into your chotzer. Either water seeps and goes front to Rishus Rabim, that's mutter. Because the maisa, where did you throw your water? Down here onto Rishus Yochid. Either water travels later, that's not called your koichai. You'd be possible such a so. There's no way so it's all like that. If your kavonah is to throw it down here, just by itself it goes further, for that you put them. If you have kavonah to throw it down there, that would be like awesome. But if you don't have kavonah to throw it there, it's mutter. Omalei Abaya, so Abaya is the kasha, by Rei Shevchen. Every time you throw your dirty water out on Shabbos, the Yodem Reitzel Sheyivla, a person wants it to be Boleya in the karka. That's what he wants to. Rashi, Vareshevchen, first big line here, Rashi. Vareshevchen, Hanishpochen Lelebit. Whenever you throw your dirty water into this canal, into this charitz in the ground you have, to take the water out of your chotzer, oruch, mei amet, it's 100 amets long, sheyesh po shir leivla, there is enough, a shir, there's a big enough area there, that the water should seep into the ground and not go to Rishas Rabin, but ka'amru rabban, the rabban say, matis, say, lo yishpach, you can't throw it there on Shabbos, lahanet deviv, kari shevkin stomam, lahanet dechotzer kari mayin lefishapam hum mizalfin. Now, Kofarim is either Rabbanan and Al-Mishnah don't hold from this Svara. They hold, even though you're throwing the water into a canal that's 100 amas long, and Ozicha seep into the ground, still it's awesome. So, like, even though you have Kavona which you seep in here, the Rabbanan still says awesome because Kafarta looks like it's going to go into Rishas Rabin. So, even in the winter months, when there's water on the ground, so what? When you throw the water into your chutzner, it looks, and the water then does go to Rishas Rabin, according to Rabbanan, it should be awesome. Because it's exerb, it looks like you're throwing it directly to Rishas Rabin. So, how do you say it's mut according to everybody? According to Al Chacham, it should be also. Only Abaye, but Reshev, and the other words, Lashivu, Kotani, Layishmach. Omalei, Hossam is different. Hossam, Lamai Nechish. I should be yellow. Yeah, Hossam, Lamai Nechish. Lo, Imishum, Tilko, Chatzer, if you're afraid that you, in the winter months, like when you throw the water, what are you afraid of? If you're afraid that your chutz will be mekalkel, it'll get ruined, that's why you don't want the water to go into your chutzer, or mekalkel of a kaimi. What do you mean? There's rain all over. The chutzer is dirty and wet anyway. So maybe we say, you need with the water to stay in your chutzer. V'imishum gzera, shem yoimru tzenura shaplayne mekaleach mayim, maybe there's gzera though, the people will say, no, you're throwing the water into your gutter, because you want the water to throw, go into Rishas Rabin. Stam tzenuris mekalchem heim, there's no gzera in the winter months. Because in the winter months, even though people are going to see the water coming from your gutter into the Rishas Rabin, they're not going to say it's the water you threw now on Shabbos going to Rishas Rabin. They'll say, Stam, in the winter months it's always raining, and there's always water coming down into your gutters. So there's not a gzera that people say, you're like throwing the water into Rishas Rabin. Especially in the summer months, there's no rainwater. So where does the water go get from the gutter to go out? It's only the water you threw there. So if people are going to see the water going through the gutter into Rishas Rabin, they're going to say, you're standing right next to Rishas Rabin and throwing the water into your gutter to go out to Rishas Rabin. So that's awesome in the Rabbonin. Mashenkin, in the winter months, we don't have this gezeira. Nobody's going to say, pull this guy now, took the water on Shabbos and threw it near the Rishas Rabin. The water is running in the gutter into Rishas Rabin. They'll say, Mastam, that's the rainwater. And the Rizwa speaks out, even if it's not raining right now, but since it was raining yesterday, there's still a lot of water still on the roof. It's still dripping down. So they'll still say it was yesterday's rainwater that's dripping out here now. They won't come to say it's the water you threw now on Shabbos. Therefore, in the winter months, even according to Chachamim, it's mutter to throw the water there. Amar Rav Nachman, in the winter months, uka machzik sasayim, noisten lo sasayim. If you have this hole that holds two sasayim of water, is nice lost sasayim. That's all we give you. You're only allowed to throw in there two saws of water. Masik saw, if the hole could only hold a saw's worth of water, and then it's also nice and less saw. We only give you a saw, not more. Nice and less saw. You might sachama in the winter and the summer months. Masik sasayim, if it holds two saws, that's how big the hole is. Nice lost sasayim, we give you two saws. Saw, if the hole can only hold the saw, a nice and local liquor, then we don't give you anything. Because usually a person uses two saws worth of water on Shabbos, so if you only have a hole for one saw, it's not enough. For the Gemara, even if you only have a hole worth of a saw, so good. You can't throw two saws there. But why can't I at least throw one saw? What's wrong with throwing one saw? And the Gemara Xera, Dilma also leaplace the sign. Because since usually people use two saws worth of water, we're afraid that's what you will use on the Shabbos. For the Gemara Yochi, you might say, Shom Nami Ligzer, even in the winter months. So Masha Rav Nachman doesn't know from the swear we said before that in the winter months it's always mutter. He doesn't know, even in the winter months, you have to have the hole. So if you only have a hole that holds one saw, why is it mutter to use? Let's make there maybe use two saws. And the marhosa my nechishlum. Imishum kilkul on the kalkul of a kaimi. The Kurim says the monashach, even without the hole, if you're afraid that you don't want the water to be in your chutz, because it's going to ruin it, your chutz is ruined anyway. Imishum zerisham yermitz and nervish of plenty of kaleach, mayim, are you afraid that people will think that you're throwing the water to Rishas Rabbim now? People will say no. Stam tineris mekalchemein. The reason why the water is flowing out of your gutter into Shrab is not because you threw the water now. Stam, there's a lot of rainwater in the air now. Or if yesterday's rainwater is running out there. So therefore, if you have any type of a hole, we'll master you to spill the water out on Shabbos. Omer Abai Hilkach. Afilu kurv, afilu karayim. Yishnol aloch in the winter months, even if you spill out much more than two saws. You spill out a kurv's worth of water, or more than that, all it's mutter. Like even though you know kamat zikha, the water is going to go spilling out into Rishas Rabbim, still it's mutter. Because you don't have kavanah b'daf that should go to Rishas Rabbim. Your kavanah is the water should go down into your chutzah right now. Ah, you ruin it? It's ruined anyway, it's not going to get more ruined. So therefore it's mutter. Right, the b'chein shteg d'chor zu k'negezu. If you have two porches, and they both share a chutzah underneath it. And one chutzah made the ukah, one balcony made, one didn't. So the one that made can use it, the other one can't. Omar Rav Afilu Irbu, even they made Ruvi Chatzera together, still the other chutzah can't use it. Omar Abaya my timer. How come the other balcony can't use this chutzah? There's a Ruvi Chatzera right now, so why can't they both spill the water down? Ilayim Mishum Nefisha Demaya, if you want to say, because it's pushing too much water. Like you have this chutzah in between that's less than $1. And they made one hole there. And the hole is only enough to hold a base of sign. So usually one family uses a base of sign worth of water. Now that you have two apartments using it, there's going to be four saws coming down there. That's going to be too much. For the more of a time, you know, Echadli Ukov Yachasli Gisteru, Brecho Vereva, Alpha Pishness Malo Mayi Meres Shabbos, Sherkul Techem Mayim Shabbos. No matter what, if you had the hole, even though the hole was filled up before Shabbos with water, so what? Still you're allowed to throw as much water as you want on Shabbos. So what do you see? That it's filled up, all the water could be dissolved on Shabbos. And you throw more water on Shabbos, that water would also be dissolved. So what do I care? You have two different families using the same hole, all the water will be dissolved in the ground. So Mari Eliyit Mohachiyitm, if you learned, this is what you should have learned. Omar Rava, Loishonu Elishle Yirvu. It's only Yosef, the two porches didn't make an Erev Chaser.